Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's great to have Elizabeth Cooper here with United Way Perth Huron. Of course, we're going to get a campaign update and more. We're also joined today with Heather McDowell, Executive Director with Stratford Pride Community Centre. So we have lots to talk about. Good morning to both of you. Welcome, welcome.
Good morning.
Oh, very nice.
Yes. Yes.
Very nice. Elizabeth, let's start with you. Of course, it's a campaign update time once again.
It is. It is the time of the week to come in and give you our update of how we're doing in our 2023-24 campaign. And Jamie, I have some great news. We are going to be lighting our 20% light bulb today downtown.
Nice.
Yeah, so 20%.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes,
that's awesome. Wow, that's awesome.
So we've already raised $492,000. So 20% of our goal. And that's a little bit ahead of last year where we are at this time. So we're certainly thrilled. Everybody at the office is thrilled at our progress so far. And we only have the community to thank because that's what makes our numbers grow. And that's what makes our community a better place to live is with the supports that we can give to our partners. And so I want to say thank you to everybody who's donated so far. And you can certainly, if you haven't made a donation to the United Way, you can certainly go to our website, perthhuron.unitedway.ca, and hit the big red donate now button.
You bet.
And make our thermometer rise. And actually, I'm meeting one of our thermometer sponsors, actually two of our thermometer sponsors, after this interview to take a photo. So I want to give a shout out to Perth County Inn. So Bruce Whitaker and Carrie Reeford of Bradshaw's have
very good.
Are two of the sponsors of our thermometers, and we're taking our picture sometime today.
Awesome. So we've got more events coming up. We got a special one that's happening this Friday evening. We'll talk about that in just a bit, but let's welcome Heather McDowell, Executive Director with Stratford Pride Community Centre. Heather, welcome, and I can say congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Okay, Heather, you're the new Executive Director with Stratford Pride Community Centre, and lots to look forward to, lots to think about moving forward. What would you like to spotlight today with Stratford Pride Community Centre? Maybe for folks not familiar with it, what would you like to spotlight?
Well, we're a Pride Community Centre, so we are about representation in the LGBT community, but anybody is welcome through our doors completely. And we just wrapped up our needs assessment survey. So that's where we asked the community, what do you need from us? Where do you need us to put our resources? So we had 160 respondents, which is great. It went out through tons of public partners. It had lots of consultation before it went out. And so that's really going to drive programming and make sure that we get the most acute people the support they need, making sure that we're having a social element as well so that people find their place of belonging, which is really the cornerstone of the SPCC.
Perfect. Again, we're chatting with Heather with Stratford Pride Community Centre, and we talked about, even just before we were coming on air here, Heather, about accessibility is now a big, big spotlight moving forward.
It is, yeah. So our centre is not the most accessible place, but that's something we're mindful of, and the community has given us really clear feedback on that. That's something that we're aware of and working on, but we also want to make sure that our events are accessible both physically and socioeconomically as well. So any barriers to service, we're open to discussing ways to remove that and just making sure that everybody gets the support and the happiness and joy they need.
Exactly. And we should mention, again, you're the new executive director and some new faces, if you will, at Stratford Pride Community Centre.
Yep. So we also have a new chairperson of the board, Brock Hart, who's fantastic. He has a tremendous not-for-profit background. As we spoke about, he works for he's worked with UNICEF, and he's got just this wonderful breadth of experience to draw upon. And then I have a fair amount of community connections as well, and we're making great community partnerships. We've spoken to Avondale Church. We work very closely with the United Way. We worked with Public Health. We're trying to work with the Avon Maiden District School Board. So it's
sure.
all coming together. We're
yeah.
moving things in a forward direction.
Yeah, and considering Stratford Pride Community Centre for Stratford hasn't been around for all that long in the grand scheme, just 2 years. And boy, the success of this community centre moving forward has been just terrific.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. We have really great community partners. So when I sent out, that's how the needs assessment survey was mainly delivered, is it went out from me to community partners and said, can you send it out to your network? And they just did an astounding job. And we have a great cross-section, all from like people from North Huron County, all through Perth County. So it's not just Stratford-centric, but Stratford's obviously a big catchment area for us. But also we got opinions from all over Huron and Perth County. So we're super pleased, and it's now with our analysis team, which is not me, which I'm grateful for. But yeah, they're going to do a great job, and we'll have a report out, and it will give us some great direction.
Excellent. And again, located on Downey Street, right in downtown Stratford.
For Downey.
Yeah, you bet. And what's the best way to get maybe more details about Stratford Pride Community Center? Because you'll have more events coming up, and each month we do the Queer Book of the Month with Stratford Public Library.
Is the book this month.
Yep.
Where we have upcoming, the Drag Story Time is coming up in November 25th, and then we'll have Winter Pride in February. The best way to reach or to connect with us or see what's going on is probably Instagram. If Instagram isn't your thing, totally respect that. There's Facebook and the website as well, and you're always welcome to give us a shout on the phone.
Perfect. It's all about the Insta. There you go. Heather, thanks so much for the details on that. Let's get Elizabeth Cooper back in on the conversation. So that's an example right there, Elizabeth, the partnerships with United Way Perth Huron.
Absolutely. We're really thrilled to be helping to support the Stratford Perth community Pride Center, and Heather is new, and she's doing a bang up job promoting the center, and it's we're lucky because it's right across the street from the United Way in the upper part of the Festival Square. For those of you that don't know where it is, right downtown, which is a great location.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
big event happening Friday.
Yes, on Friday, we will be at the Stratford Warriors game. They're going to be taking on the Elmira Sugar Kings, which I believe are in first place. So should be a great game, but we will be there. United Way will be there passing the bucket during the first intermission. So bring your toonies and loonies in your pockets and drop your change into the bucket and help support positive change in our community through United Way. So we will be there tomorrow night, Friday night, 7:30 at the Allman Arena.
All right, we look forward to that game, and gosh, more events coming out, and another shout out for Troubadours. It's coming up.
That's right, November the 9th, we're doing a fundraising concert with the Classic Troubadours featuring Jacob Moon at Revival House on November the 9th.
Lots going on. Again, Elizabeth Cooper with United Way Perth Huron and Heather McDowell, Executive Director with Stratford Pride Community Center. Thank you so much for all of the details. Heather, congratulations again.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks. See you later.